He was a tiny man, and his head barely appeared above the lectern on the pulpit. Known throughout the world as a champion of the poor and as a fighter against injustice. Hated by the government in his own country for his attacks on corruption in high places. His name, Helder Câmara, a bishop in Brazil. I sat in the cathedral at Durham many years ago now and listened with a packed congregation to this little man, full of energy, full of good humour, talking about his struggles in siding with the poor. And what I most remember from that evening was his reply to somebody who asked him about his being a target for the hit squads in his country. A non-person as far as the media were concerned, his name was never allowed to be mentioned. And hated by the powers in control. His answer to the question was, and I remember I saw more of his hands than his head. He said, "There are terrible problems, but I am very happy. There are terrible problems, but I am very happy." We didn't need to ask why he was very happy, because we felt the answer said everything about the man's real faith and trust in God. And only a real faith could be responsible for saying, "I am very happy in the midst of my problems." "I am telling you not to worry," says Jesus in the Gospel today. And he repeats that invitation 3 times. "So do not worry, do not worry." And I'm sure you'd agree that telling somebody not to worry usually shows how little we understand their situation. Not one of us can help worrying. Will I be able to keep my job? Is my daughter's new boyfriend good for her? Will my test for prostate cancer be positive? Is my mother showing signs of Alzheimer's? Is my son's heart attack meaning the end of his working life? Do my friends really like me? And we know very well that Jesus himself was worried. In his last hours he cried out, "My soul is sorrowful, even unto death." He felt he could die having to face what lay ahead of him. There's rarely a moment in our lives, I'm sure you agree, that is not clouded with some worry or other. And what Jesus is telling us in today's Gospel is not that we shouldn't worry, but that we shouldn't leave God out of the picture. We often worry, don't we, as if God had abandoned us or forgotten us, as if he was 1,000 miles away. And this is what Jesus is asking us not to do, not to carry the worry with us that God has forgotten us, not to carry our worries with no thought of God in our minds. And surely he is assuring us that no matter how dark our experience of life is at this moment, at the very core of life, at the very center of the universe, is someone who would never leave us to face our trials on our own, though we may at the time be totally unaware of his presence. And what Jesus is arguing against in that gospel is an anxiety that consumes us, that drains all our energies and leaves us feeling abandoned and forgotten by God. When Jesus faces the cross, he must trust to a God beyond the cross. And many people, I'm sure, are exhausted simply from coping with what life throws at them, so that they have no heart left for God. They have no space in their lives left for God. And so Jesus is asking us to place our anxiety, our worry, in the larger picture and leave it to God's care. That is obviously not easy. When we are worried, it is very difficult, isn't it, to pay attention to anything beyond that worry itself. And so we remind ourselves this morning of the love of God for us, so beautifully summed up in the first reading, the most feminine image of God in the Old Testament. We remind ourselves that nothing can alter God's love and care for us, though at any given time of trouble, we may not be able to see beyond our noses. But later, often much later, we realize that he was there and that his presence made all the difference. In a little poem by Mary Oliver, she sums up exactly what I'm trying to say. That time I thought I could not go any closer to grief without dying. That time I thought I could not go any closer to grief without dying. I went closer, and I did not die. Surely God had his hand in this, as well as friends. My friend Daniel said, "It's not the weight you carry, but how you carry it. It's all in the weight. You embrace it, balance it, carry it when you cannot and would not put it down."